to the Elimination Season 4. You believe it? Funny people are going head to head. And here's your host, Bob. I digress.
It's season four. And I am Bob, your host of season four, here with my dad, Dave.
How do?
And cousin Pauline.
Hello.
And guess what, everyone?
Guess who's back again.
Michael's
back. Nice.
That's the big news. Guess who's back. Welcome back, Mike.
Yeah, that was a bit underwhelming.
Better than a poke in the eye, though. Do not have copyright on that. Do not sue me. Welcome back, Mike.
Cheers.
Season four.
Good to be here. What's your name?
Where are you from?
We've all good things coming for us, didn't there? Four turtles, four beetles, four children I don't see. Brilliant.
Horsemen of the Apocalypse.
Eh? Four hobbits of the Shire. Go on, Pauline, you do one.
I've let the side down.
Oh, come on, think of one. Four, come on.
Brain cells.
Four.
Yeah, I'm back, baby.
No, you're right, you can't.
Can you think
correct.
Of another thing?
Yeah, four fingers on this hand.
Bloody
hell. Who are you, Bart Simpson?
Well, it's a fun minute.
He's got four on the other and all.
Yeah. Ooh. I've got four toes, but they look like fingers as well. Well, we're here for season four. How excited are you, Dave?
About 3 out of 10. Ah. I was 10 out of 10 till I heard the intro, but there you go.
Oh, come on.
It weren't great, Bob, was it?
Why? What's the matter with it?
Oh. Did you think much of it, Mike?
I liked it.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know what it's supposed to be?
No. Ronnie Corbett.
Ronnie Corbett, yeah.
Was it?
He did.
It wasn't the best Ronnie Corbett, but it was clearly supposed to be him, yeah.
How long have you been working on Ronnie Corbett then?
Wow. No, that's not my voice. That's not me.
Oh, right?
Yeah.
Is it an impersonator? You paid money for
it? If it was, I know him.
Dave's just said it's crap.
What, yeah. Rob Brydon?
He earns a living doing it, so let's not, you know, come
on.
He don't listen to this, does he? I'm not going to name him then if he says rubbish.
I didn't say it was rubbish.
You know it's Ronnie Corbett. Do you want to hear it again?
Yeah, go on.
Okay.
And the fact we guessed it was.
Me?
Well, I was
going to
say me and Mike, but I didn't.
Yeah. Okay, well, here it is again.
Two become one.
Think Ronnie Corbett sitting in his little chair.
Okay.
Welcome to the Elimination Season 4. You believe it? Funny people are going head to head. And here's your host, Bob. I digress.
I like it.
I digress.
Dave's face says everything. People can't see
it. I was concentrating.
Are you at 2 out of 10 now?
No, sorry. It's all right. Impersonation, I suppose.
And he's here today with us.
Yeah.
Who, Ronnie Corbett?
Probably not.
He's under the table. Stood up.
Okay, well, it's staying then. If that's the...
I like it.
I think it's all right, yeah.
Okay, you're outvoted, Dave.
You said that you're perfect. Well, you did last... season.
Yeah. Have you listened to last season, Mike?
No.
Can't be bothered!
Oh, my.
Lady!
No, just I weren't in it, was I?
You're listening to this episode, and Mike, you're listening to this now in your work van. You're a wanker. There you go.
I'm ready.
Right, okay.
A spoiler
so
there, Bob.
We've got a lot to get through in this episode, so get the whiteboard out, Dave. Get the flip chart out, Pauline. Let's do this. So... season is funny people. Dave, explain what we mean by funny people.
Funny people, that could be a stand-up comedian, a comedy actor, as in John Cleese, who doesn't really do stand-up. A duo. Now, we had a big discussion over the duos, didn't we, whether we were going to put them individually. But you can't have Morecambe without
Wise. We said no, first of all, but we've...
So there is... I'm not going to spoil it, but there is one where it's a duo and one of the single ones is in as well.
Yeah.
In his own right. You can probably guess who that is.
I don't think we've mentioned it yet that we're going to do 64.
We are doing 64 because we just couldn't put down 32, could we?
Well, we were going to, and then somebody suggested it.
We were going to? Yeah.
Jane from South Carolina. That's in America. She mentioned this should be a 64.
Just below North Carolina.
Yeah. There's a North Carolina.
I don't know.
Well, there must be.
It's going to be just above South.
So Jane of the jungle, she suggested 64. Then we started to think about it and we agreed.
Yep. Sounds good to me.
He's 64, so this is going to be a long old season. Strap yourselves in. Obviously, there are three of us now.
Four of us.
No. There are three. Me, Mike, and Pauline. And Dave, we used to do Bob versus Pauline, or Pauline versus Bob. And season one, we did Mike versus Dave.
Correct. I remember.
So
that.
Now Dave's going to explain what he's going to do for the fun.
It won't be
Bob versus Pauline versus Mike. It will just be the quiz. And there'll be a quiz. There'll be one winner of the quiz.
Will be a tune, by the way.
Write the theme tune.
I do love a tune.
The person who wins it will get 1 point. It'll go plus one, or she'll go plus one. Unlikely she'll go plus one.
But, oh, I bought
and the people,
really well
the two who lose, time. Will go minus one. And then, therefore, if one of you can't be here for any reason, on holiday or not
we're
very well.
We're looking at you, Pauline.
We can still do it with three, and it'll still be plus one, minus one.
She ain't gone plus one since her boyfriend left her.
I left him.
Yeah, that's what you tell yourself.
No, that's true.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to move.
Not like that.
I'm going to move this mic closer to your face.
I thought you should have put it in the.
I'll be eating it.
Put it in the bathroom.
Yeah, well, you're supposed to be. Because
it's not meant to be that close.
It is, yeah, because I did get some feedback from last season saying me and Dave were pretty entertaining and that, but you were very quiet.
But I'm happy to be quiet.
No, I'm not. I want to hear what madness is going to come out of your face.
Audio is quite important in this setup, isn't it?
The visual part of it, not really that important.
Which is bloody lucky.
Which is good for the way you look. Yeah.
Everyone knows what you look like.
I know. I'm trying to hide my face from it.
Let's be coming out with your head on upside down.
Hey. We did play the tune for Michael as well. Guess who's back? But guess what is back? The Tash is back.
Yeah.
Michael has a tash again. He went away.
All the colours of the rainbow.
Did it go back? Did it leave for winter? Now it's back for summer?
No. I don't know why. I think I tried to trim it and messed it up quite badly. I ended up looking like Adolf. So, yeah.
Is that Adolf Hitler? The other one?
Yeah.
Not Adolf Smith, the comedian?
No, yeah.
Okay, just checking.
Unfortunate name.
He ruined that name, didn't he? So it's going to be like a golden, not a
shower.
Golden. No. Word association.
He's back.
He's back. Welcome to the gutter, everyone. Do you want to explain what the quiz was? Have you already done that?
I've already done that, but you looked back over me, so I'll just waste my time.
That's back as well.
Yeah. So things have changed, though, haven't they? I don't live with you anymore, Dave. That's over.
Oh, what?
Lovely, lovely.
That's not wife,
what
wifey says.
Lovely peace and clothes she does behind your back.
She is two-faced like that.
Though. Nice peace, quiet bit of space.
Man.
Yeah. It's like you're never here now. It was just.
They turned your bedroom into a ballroom.
It's like a nightmare. He woke up.
Yeah, I've been doing flat pack for a week.
No, like. You haven't.
I have. I've got a cut on my finger, look.
You're supposed to use a screwdriver, that's why.
A what?
He's got a flat finger and a Phillips finger.
You're not inspecting Gadget. Oh, goodness.
Go, Gadget.
I'd love to see his toolkit. Oh, he's got a rubber hammer in it.
No, Vic had a toolkit. I didn't have one.
Of course.
Yeah, you two are very, very different. Because Mike actually built a mantelpiece out of a wardrobe.
A mantelpiece?
You're just not like that, are you?
I know. I can build something. I could probably design it. That's probably my aspect, the artist.
And then I could tell him that's just not realistic.
I'm the one in the nice clean office doing a little doodle, and he's the one in the gutter with his hands up somebody's ass.
Yeah.
Watching his woodwork.
And this is the woodwork. This is a dove joint.
Don't
and
knock it. It's great. I listened to that episode the other day, actually. It was funny, yeah. Good to have you back.
Funny guy. Thank you.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Time of the draw, I think.
Yeah, so
the first match.
Let's do the crazy
the first
draw.
Match of 32 matches.
I shall
in
go
round
first,
one.
I think.
Okay. He's
why not?
Go fair maiden.
All right.
Give a shuffle.
Well, I already have.
Oh, yeah.
Why do you always he always says that after I've done it?
Well, we've not had you for a whole season, so he doesn't always say
my fans like to hear me say it.
Fans!
What a sad bunch they are. Hello.
What would they be called, Dave? What would they be called if you had a group of
the how dudes?
The Dave Vets.
The Dave Maniacs.
The how dudes. Yeah, okay.
No, that was
right,
shit.
I've got one. Oh,
that was
I'm easing myself in.
Yeah. Who you got, Robert?
Robert? Oh, that's going to matter a lot, isn't it? I've got Steve Martin.
Steve Martin.
The silver fox. Silver now.
Well, you know, he's been white forever.
He hasn't always been white.
I mean, it's been like that for a while.
Well, he needs an opponent.
He does.
Steve Martin is the first name to come out of our hat. How good is that? Oh. Steve Martin. Well done, Steve Martin. I know he listens. He's sitting at home with Martin Short, Chevy Chase, and Dan Aykroyd.
Who's he up against, Pauline?
Right. Kathy Burke.
Well, there's two people who have never gone up against each other before.
I think
your
Kathy Burke.
Have those names ever been put into the same sentence ever?
It's a celebrity death match.
About it, haven't it?
Yeah, well, that's why we're doing it. Yeah.
It's a fight I'd like to see.
She would, absolutely.
I did, because obviously leading up to this, it's a lot of funny people involved. I did contact a lot of agents and tried to get somebody to reach out to us. Kathy Burke was one of them. She's too busy.
Bullshit.
What
shame. Well, it's too busy, you know. Which is a shame, because I think she'd be funny, which is good, really, because she's, part of the 64. Brilliant. I also need to mention, sound-wise, the room will be... There goes Dave.
Headphones he's had
off.
Enough, Mike.
Dave's off. He's
what
gone.
Are you done?
He's old, isn't he? He's got a bladder the size of a peanut.
Literally, Dave just got up and left the room. I hope he's all right. We'll check after this.
It'll be fine.
Dave wants to decorate this room that we're in right now, the studio, so it's a little bit echoing.
Yeah, you're going to get a paintbrush now.
I don't know. If he comes in with a roller, I'll be surprised.
Some overalls.
Oh, here he comes. Yeah. I can hear his footsteps.
Yeah, you can hear him. He's like Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Here he is.
Your notes.
Oh, yeah, he forgot his notes. How amateur. Amateur hour. Okay, Kathy Burke, Steve Martin. Mike, where do you want to start?
I'm going to start with Steve Martin.
I thought I'm on the way down to get me notes. You don't want to hear them.
It's all about you. Welcome to the Dave Show, where it's all about Dave. How selfish of me.
Oh, well, out of breath. Because I'm asthmatic, by the way.
Well, yeah, great.
And extremely out of shape, but in bad shape.
Extremely in bad shape. Say.
This isn't your notes. This is Gumpf. This is Gumpf.
Yes,
tell us about them, Dave.
I thought you meant some notes.
Tell us about them, Dave.
Right, Steve Martin.
Whenever you're ready, Dave.
Take a breath, though. Take a breath back.
There you go.
And ready, and start when you want to.
Steve Martin, now 76 years old, is an American actor, writer, producer and musician, a frequent host of Saturday Night Live in the 1970s. He has appeared in many comedy movies, including The Jerk, The Three Amigos, Plane, Trains and Automobiles and Parenthood.
He's struggling, isn't he?
I've got a little...
Kathy Burke, aged 57... is an English actress, comedian, writer, producer and director. She achieved fame with her appearances on shows such as French Insulters, Ab Fab and her frequent collaborations with fellow comedian Ari Enfield. She was the leading actor in the TV sitcom Gimme Gimme Gimme.
I enjoyed that.
Terrible.
I loved
terrible.
It.
Terrible. Couldn't get past the theme.
I got something in the eye. Steve Martin, he was...
Hang on.
You would never watch the IT Crowd if you couldn't get past the theme tune.
No, because remember, it was the time I hated ABBA as well.
But it's still a better theme tune.
Listen to this. Listen to this, right? This is the song. Gimme, gimme, gimme a man after midnight. That I could hold quite loosely. I could get past it. This is the theme tune to Gimme, Gimme, Gimme. Gimme, gimme, gimme a man after midnight. Can't get past it. No,
it's not.
No, it is. That's exactly what it sounds like. That's
Saucy IT Crowd theme. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Anyway, yeah, but the show is funny enough
you
to carry that.
You can't
which
not
was,
like
yeah.
a programme.
It was.
You don't like the theme tune. That's just idiotic.
Nonsense. That's nonsense.
Yeah, it's nonsensical.
Couldn't get past it.
Anyway, Comedy Central ranked him sixth place in a list of 100 of the greatest stand-up comics. And have you seen his stand-up?
It's
bloody awful.
It's not stand-up.
It's not funny. He basically does what Dee does, right? In Sunny in Philadelphia. He gets up there and just makes random. It's like a clown that doesn't It's bizarre. He just makes random noises.
But,
and
kill off Frankie Howard. Oh no! Hey, oh, hey, yeah. Oh,
but
no,
I've seen. Weird. he filled arenas.
I find that quite
and,
funny, though.
But I've seen an interview with Steve Martin maybe a few years ago, and he was talking about his stand up, and he says when he watches it back, it doesn't make sense. It's not.
But they
brilliant.
Laugh after
yeah,
every.
But,
and you're like, what are
nobody
they
else,
at?
Nobody else was doing that then.
And there's a damn
it was
reason
totally,
for it.
But
it
what,
was
being quite, unfunny?
It just yeah. was, the big, was. But I get what he's saying. He just came along and just did something completely different.
Just, for me, it just didn't
yeah,
work.
Yeah, but everyone's humour is
but
different.
He's in,
what,
he's in this.
Yeah, funny.
For me,
some people find it lame.
Yeah, I know. That's why
he's in this for his movie appearances, though, surely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes,
yeah, absolutely.
As a comedy actor, I mean, the prime example is Dirty Rotten Scoundrels with the cane.
Oh, yeah, Michael, right? With Michael Caine.
I mean, yeah, Michael Caine, right? Where he's in his...
He's funny in that scene.
You don't like Michael
he's
Caine.
He's pretending to be paralysed from the waist down, and this, and Michael Caine's his doctor, isn't it? And he's saying, I can cure him. And he whips
in
him.
In front of that woman,
yeah,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, 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 the Colgate lady.
Yeah, yeah.
And he gives him a gentle tap. He goes, did you feel that? No.
Are you a huge cunt?
Us too.
Wait, can we even say cunt?
Of course. It's empowering these days. Cunt, 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 cunt. I'm Ange Balasone, a.k.a. the drag queen, Fat Girl Gina.
And I'm Mike Fales, just a normal gay guy, I guess?
And we're the hosts of The Big Cunty Couch.
A gorgeous new talk show podcast where we invite queers and peers to sit bitch and be fierce on a huge-ass couch.
While we gab about all things gay.
So come get cozy.
And cunty.
With us. We're pan for platforms, so find us anywhere online and get listening, sweetie.
Or watching.
Or both.
Otherwise, why the hell am I in full drag?
And we'll see you on The Big Oh, wait. I thought we were going to say that together.
No. On The Big Cunty Couch. Mwah.
So then he gives him a... goes, did you feel that? He's like, no. And then he walks out the room and then gallops in. Ba-dum, 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 quack! and he's like, look, he's so happy, he's crying, and he's sitting there and just tears streaming.
She mentions, yeah, he's crying with emotion.
It's so funny. It's, yeah. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. And
that scene is brilliant.
It's so good.
You're making me want to see it just by how much you're laughing.
It's such a funny film. It's like when he's in the same film. He's sitting at the table. They're conning someone, and he's like the sort of retarded brother or something.
Ruprecht.
He's sitting there with his what do they call
fork
that?
With a fork on
like a devil's fork. And he goes, "Can I go to the bathroom?" And he goes, "Yeah, of course." And then he just sits there and goes, "Thank you." It's like he's wet himself.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
I mean, you can't. There are loads of films and loads of little scenes that are just brilliant. I mean, the one that pops into my head is the Three Amigos, where he's going...
Great movie.
He's going, up here, up here. He's up on the wall, and he's looking down on the other two amigos.
You've seen that, Three Amigos?
No, I've never
he's
seen
trying
that.
You've never seen the Three Amigos?
That is, he's trying to get their attention. He's on the fence, and they're trying to break in to get the uniforms
up
back.
Here.
And he's going... They're right below him, and they can't hear him. He's so going, good.
And
then at the end, he's like,
whoop, whoop,
whoop. Hey, and he goes, hey, guys! And they go,
oh, yeah.
I can't believe you've never seen the Three
Amigos.
They're just meandering
about, aren't they?
They're just there,
like
squatting
down. What's going on? Yeah. I love that film.
Yeah.
My little buttercup has the sweetest. Smile.
but there's also...
good night, Ned.
Good night.
His early work in The Jerk. You mentioned The Jerk.
Yeah, yeah.
That is just so funny. Have you seen that, Mike?
I haven't seen The Jerk. The first film I ever saw, like, as far as... His first movie was in 72. The man with two brains. I saw that. That was all right.
I remember that.
I mean,
yeah.
it was okay.
He got better after that.
Yeah, I mean,
but he was good in it. It just wasn't a very good film.
Yeah,
he was in Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah, that's right.
I've seen that film.
Same year as The Three Amigos.
Oh right, okay.
Yeah, 1986.
Oh, it's old then.
Good year.
Well, you know, oldish.
Do you remember him in Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid?
I've not seen that.
It was a good film. It was a play on the old black and white films. It was in black and white, and they actually intermingled old scenes from older films. Like, you see Alan Ladd walking up the stairs as like a gangster, and he was on the other side of the door. They were talking to each other, and it's like they're in the same place.
That's clever.
It's
nice.
There's a funny scene in, I mean, there's loads of funny scenes in The Jerk, but the one that gets me is that he leaves home.
He's
an idiot. He's being brought up. He's a young kid brought up by a black family, and he's thick as two short blanks, and he finds out that he's going to stay that color. Like, he's not going to turn. And he can't believe it. So he leaves home to try and become someone.
They send him off, don't they?
Yeah, for him to become someone, he gets his name in the phone book. And to him, he's somebody now. I'm in the phone book. And literally, the moment he opens up the phone book and sees his name, it cuts to another bloke with a gun who randomly puts his finger in the phone book. And he's like, I'm going to kill that guy. And it's him. He's working in the garage, and he's trying to shoot him, and he's behind loads of tins of paint, and the bullets are going in. And he realizes that he's shooting the paint, and he's going, they're after the paint! They're going for the paint! Stay away from the paint! Yeah. It's great. He joins the circus, and it's just bizarre, but I think he's got aspects of his stand-up in that, where it's a bit random, and he shouts, and it's kind of all over the show.
But he can do, like, in the Planes, Trains and Automobiles, he was the straight man in that.
Yeah.
You know, so he can do that as well.
I like that film.
Yeah, it's a great film. It really is. But, I mean, John Candy's the funny, you know,
Dale Griffiths.
The obviously funny person, isn't it? But he does the straight man really, really well as well, considering when you look at his stand-up, and it is so ridiculous.
Yeah. It's like two different people, isn't it? I can't see that guy doing as the guy who does Father the Bride. No. You know, do you know what I mean? Yeah. It doesn't.
Love he's a much film. Better. He's yeah. a much better comedy actor than he
one
is.
One of his I didn't like was Roxanne.
I liked Roxanne.
Oh, I like Roxanne. I've seen that one.
It was all right. Yeah,
big schnoz on him.
Yeah. Father the Bride's really good though.
It's a good film. I was going to ask a question actually. So
you were going to ask Pauline a question.
It's open to everybody.
I want a question. Oh, okay.
In '89, he did Parenthood.
Was that
a pre thing to
No, there was a lot of talk about, later on there's all these, like, not conspiracies, but, yeah, people try to link films like they're in the same universe and all that kind of stuff, but they're not linked.
It isn't, actually.
No. Have you seen that film?
I don't think so. I've seen Father of the Bride, obviously.
Oh, it's quite good. It's got Keanu Reeves in it, really young. He's like their daughter's boyfriend, who's a bit like Bill and Ted, like that kind of, and he doesn't really like him at first, and then he does, and all that kind of.
Is that the film where he's standing on the, I'm going to be American here, standing on the sidewalk. Where they live, and his son or his younger brother gets caught up with gangsters, and they go flying past about 50 miles an hour. They throw him out.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
and he goes, "You all right?" He goes, "Yeah, it makes just drop me off.
Yeah,
give me a lift." Like.
Yeah, that's a good film.
What he does do at stand, I didn't watch very much of it because I just couldn't enjoy it. But he does that bit Lee Evans does where the mic's not on. But he doesn't stand near the mic, so he's sort of different, but the same. So he's not talking into the microphone, but he's away from it.
Right, okay.
See, I wonder if that's where Lee Evans got that from.
Possibly.
But he has like that thing with the arrow through his head.
Yeah.
And you're like, he's standing there with a banjo in this three-piece suit. He only wore those three-piece suits because he was filling arenas and that. So it was to make him more visual, you know, so people could see him.
Yeah,
Like even a white three-piece suit, Captain KFC or whatever his name is, Colonel.
The Colonel, yeah. But he in America, Saturday Night Live is a huge thing.
They all had a crack at that.
Yeah, most comedians that we sort of know came from that, but we didn't know them in that because it wasn't on telly where we were.
Saturday Night Live?
Yeah. So, yes. I mean, there's a whole pool of people,
pretty much, I mean, they've all been in that.
Still now, Will Ferrell, people like that are still coming through that way. So, the famous thing is...
Chappelle did it.
Yeah, the Saturday Night Live audition is always a famous one. When they get famous, they say, what did you do for your Saturday Night Live? And Will Ferrell pretended to be a cat.
I love
and he got the job. Yeah, it was bizarre.
Great.
But, they tried to recreate that over here, didn't they? It came on Ben Elton... introduced it. That's where Stavros came from, Harry Enfield. First time I ever saw Harry Enfield.
Oh, okay.
He used to have a sketch where he was Stavros, the old kebab bloke. Yeah, and I think Stephen Fry was in it as well.
What about? Yeah, I've got a little memory of it. Yeah, I remember that.
Mrs. Thatch, you always used to go about.
I was quite.
Didn't he do the loads of money on that?
Yeah. Bugger all money.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
I was really disappointed. I was quite gutted at how disappointed I was with his stand-up. But he didn't he do a thing recently with Martin Short as well? Didn't they?
On Sky?
Yeah, quite recently.
Oh, what?
Did they not do a Netflix special or something?
Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah, I didn't watch it.
I haven't seen it, but yeah.
Yeah, they did do something together. But they also did that program. I think it's got Selena Gomez in it with a hotel. Did you watch that?
No, I just like Selena Gomez.
Oh, okay, exactly.
Who done it? What, Steve Martin and Martin Short?
Yeah, we watched it. We watched the first one where they were living in the feed
we weren't
block.
Over-impressed,
no,
were
I wasn't. No.
We never persevered.
They were listening to a podcast called Elimination. But no, they weren't. Yeah. Kathy Burke.
Kathy Burke. I love Kathy Burke.
Oh, I love her. She's funny.
Obviously, she's been in some really serious things as well. Like, you know,
Neil by Mouth.
Yeah, Neil by Mouth, I mentioned. She was in a female version of Scum as well, which I didn't know until I researched this and never saw. But here's another thing she did. I didn't know she'd done French and Saunders, but I do remember her in Ab Fab. She was fantastic in that. She was like the go-getter sort of in the shot.
In the power suit.
She was fantastic.
Wow, yeah.
She came back in different episodes, didn't she?
I almost didn't realise she spoke really quickly
and really sort of definitely, you know, like, she was, that was a really good character, played really well. But, yeah, what was I saying? Yeah, so
I was writing close listening. Yeah.
He said as well that she did Fat Slags.
Yeah.
So, but oh, that's right. I listened to it, but yeah, it was like plasticine people.
But
I listened to it and neither one of the girls sound like her at all. At all.
Yeah, it's from Viz.
That's a magazine. She's an actress.
She's an actress. Yeah. Actor. Yeah.
I mean, how she don't give a shit.
Do you know what? The funniest thing I've seen of her in quite a while was she was on, I think it was 8 out of 10 Cats Countdown, and it was Christmas. Have you seen this?
It's probably,
like,
I've seen it
on TikTok or something like that. And all the trees around, she goes, and they say, hey, how are you, Kathy? She goes, I hate all this shit. And they go, what do you mean? She goes, all this crap. Like, what's the point? And they're like, what, you don't like Christmas? She goes, I fucking hate it. Like, it's,
and that makes you endear to her.
Yeah. She's just like, it's just bollocks. All these balls everywhere. Like, yeah. It's really funny. Oh, and they're like, oh, okay, well, welcome anyway.
Yeah, all right.
I don't know. There's something about her that
I get the impression that if you was to, you'd get the same person. If you was to bump into her in the street, you possibly could get, oh, fuck off.
Which would make it great.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. You'd want her to like you because she doesn't seem to like anybody else.
Yeah. But you know, she's a great character. I think about the slobs, Wayne and Waynetta slobs.
I've seen them do that live.
Have you?
Yeah. Me and a couple of pals, we went to Wembley.
Oh, I thought you meant in Thamesmead. You just saw a couple of...
No. We watched them do some sketches.
I knew loads Harry of people that could have chased them. I want a brand, baby.
A lot of hanging around, but it's where they was... I remember the scene they done with... They was a bank. You know, just asking for money, and they were told to bugger off, basically.
Yeah. I mean, the Harry Enfield thing it's got to be the highlight, right?
Yeah, I mean, when I think about the, do you remember the two babies? The set was like massive chairs.
Yeah, that was Lulu.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And every time the parent left, he'd whack her.
Or he'd throw her in the toy box.
Oh, Lulu fell over.
Lulu, go. Lulu, bang, bang. Yeah, that was brilliant. Yeah.
I couldn't stand Kevin and Perry.
Oh, you're joking.
I just didn't do it for me.
She goes to Manchester. Oh, goes there with like a drawer. Yeah, you're that, Kev.
You're that, Kev.
It is brilliant. Yeah. And she plays that so well.
I remember being a kid and that being on, and Mum saying to me, that's a woman. I was like, don't be stupid.
Don't be dumb.
I just didn't know Kathy Burke was at the time. Yeah. I also
remember watching that and Mum and Dad saying, that is literally what happens. Because so at the beginning, I don't know if people that haven't seen it, it's a sketch about a teenager. He's a typical teenager, bad attitude.
Kevin
grunts a lot and all that. And Kevin.
Yeah, but he's not like that in the beginning.
Yeah, so at the very beginning,
he's a normal child.
Hi, Mum.
It's his birthday, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
His 13th birthday.
Yeah, 13th birthday.
He comes down and says, hi, Mum, good morning. I just want your present. Oh, thanks, Mum. Thanks, Dad.
Oh, I hope it's the Game Boy I wanted.
And then he morphs. Into a teenager, and his hair goes all lank, and his baseball cap's backwards. Yeah.
And he says, he's
I hate you. And all
oh,
that.
This is rubbish. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
funny.
It's brilliant. That actually ends with him getting laid, doesn't it? he gets laid. Have you seen that one? And he comes down in the morning and went, oh, do you want to go see the football,
yeah,
daddy?
That's right.
Dad, should we go to the football? Oh, mum, I'll help you with your shopping.
Yeah,
he like comes out the other end.
And they faint, don't they? Yeah. His mum just faints.
He opens the door to Perry, doesn't he? And she goes,
hi,
oh,
Perry.
Kev, you go.
Oh, God, I'm spending the day with mum and dad.
Yeah, he shuts the door. It's the greatest. It?
Awesome.
Awesome. That was a bit wet, my heart.
Oh, yeah, no, high five. Sorry about that.
I do get clammy while I'm... yeah, it's brilliant. It's
They've got to be that.
But is that more Harry Enfield
than
Kathy Burke?
Well, of course it is.
That's what you've got to think.
But, you know, she's a comedy actress, right?
She's part of it, yeah.
So, yeah. You know, she's got to take credit for how good that character is. Because, a good character played badly,
true.
It's just...
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Have you seen her in, you know, Catherine Tate, the nan...
I haven't seen it. I saw she was in it.
Well, the film or the... What is it?
No, just the sketch. It was a Christmas episode, the sketch.
Oh, okay.
And she plays the nan's daughter. Oh, it's absolutely hilarious.
I saw that she was in it, but I didn't have time to...
And she's just like the nan, but just a younger version. It's so funny.
I've got to have a look at that. I didn't realise it was still going, or was it?
Well, it's not still going,
is it?
It's
not still going. This is our...
No, but there's a film, isn't there? A nan film, the movie.
Yeah, it's in the cinema at the moment. Yeah,
straight to VHS.
Amy went to see it, and she said it was really, really funny.
Is that a recommendation?
Do you know how that... No. Do you know how...
She said, Mike, you'll love it. She's just trying to get another invite out of me. She wants to go back.
Do you know how that character came about?
Probably from some miserable old woman.
Well, Catherine Tate was in school, and she was a kid... doing a play, and they they do these things where, come, we're going to go to an old people's home, we're going to put on a show for the old people.
Yeah.
And she said they sort of walked out in front of this pool of old people, and before they started, it was like a moment of silence.
A pool of old people?
Yeah, a pool of old people.
A mass baptism.
Yeah. We call them the Dave Maniacs, or whatever it was.
The How Dudes.
Yeah. And literally there was a second where one of the old ladies went, oh, here we go. And that was it. She just remembered that. And
but there was,
just,
there were, yeah. I remember like a lot of, well, yeah. Do you remember Matthew Spencer and that? Their nan was like that. Do you remember? We used to go around there at lunchtime at school sometimes. She was a lot like that. She was quite frightened.
Well, that's what makes it good, is because it's real. Mm. It's like the other characters. Are you bothered? You know, we sort of know people. Like, that's why People Just Do Nothing is good. That's why I find it funny, because I know new people like that.
I ended up watching all of that from listening to this.
Addictive, isn't it?
I've
started it again.
It's brilliant. I'm going to leave it a while.
I'll watch it while working from home.
I ain't seen the movie yet, though.
No, Tokyo thing.
It's supposed to be really good.
Because of COVID, it sort of stopped it coming out, didn't it, till late. But Kathy Burke, where you go?
Give me. I really enjoyed it. Oh, I thought it was really funny.
I thought the bloke who was in it was good as well.
I just thought
he was in the Thin Blue Line, wasn't he?
Yeah, I quite like him.
He was great.
I don't mind him.
I really like that program.
He was the gay one, wasn't he?
Director.
He was going for auditions and
he
that,
kept that
he?
Quiet.
No, I was just saying.
He played that so subtly.
No, because the thing is, he had to do the thing where he was like a tough bloke. The audition was in it. When he done the tough
he goes
boys.
To the pub.
Yeah, he's quite funny.
Yeah, he goes, you're all right, mate. He goes, you taking a piss? He goes, you're taking a piss? And he just knocks him out. He goes, oh, Lindy, I'm so scared.
Very, very, very crude, wasn't it? It was very crude.
I couldn't handle
it. It was great.
It starts off with some bloke coming out of
so it's the new neighbour, So they get a new neighbour, but they don't realise that. So they wake up, and they were both pissed the night before, and there's a note on the table saying, oh, thanks for last night. And, I think that's about it. But he says PTO. And she goes, oh, you must be African. Pito. And he goes, oh, just please turn over, you stupid bitch. I liked it. It was stupid, but I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah. Well,
I thought he had his moments, yeah.
That's the beauty of this funny people kind of thing, because something that you find hilarious, I won't.
The same with all comedy.
Yeah, how many times are we going to say comedy is subjective?
But that's the good thing about focusing.
I should have a sound
bar. You should have that.
Yeah. That's the benefit of focusing on an actor rather than an individual programme, because if you don't like the programme, you don't like the programme, but... Usually you can find one or maybe two things from everybody, not everybody.
Not
but
pointing at Pauline.
Yeah, there's a few on the list I can't wait to get to. But
bloody brilliant.
Well, will be
no comment. No comment. Yeah, we'll move on.
We'll get there later.
Yeah, we'll
catch up. I'm gonna have 7 pints before them episodes.
Oh, no,
I can't predict it, so I'll have to have 7 pints before every episode. That's funny how that works.
That's less
out,
than most nights, isn't it?
Yeah, no, because we're doing the draw at the end of each episode, so you will know. You will.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah, yeah, okay. So
yeah, give people a chance to watch them on YouTube, I think.
Yeah, have a little bit of a Google, yeah. Yeah, did you want to do your first...
Let's do a quiz, man.
Yeah, I haven't got a tune, so I'm just going to say...
The quiz.
That'll do.
That'll do.
Yep.
Perfect.
A Pearl and Dane, we should, yeah.
Oh, was that a thing? I thought I just made it up.
Right, pay attention, everyone.
I thought I was being all original.
Can you all try out your buzzers?
Let me go last.
Michael. Pauline. Bob. Right, we've done this one quite successfully in the previous
season.
Well, they're going to know the answers, aren't they?
Yeah. If you haven't listened to last season, go back and listen to last season. Michael,
I'm not in it though, so don't worry about it.
I'm going to tell you what the order. I'm going to tell you what the subject is, and I'm going to give you words that relate to that subject. Like, for example, Mike, same example I did in the first one. If the answer was Rolling Stones, I'll say number one, Mick, number two, guitar, number three, jump in, and it'll lead you to the Rolling Stones, okay, after eight. What?
Michael's flatlining.
All right, let's make it easy. All right, supposing I'm looking for the Beatles, okay? The answer is the Beatles. That's what you've got to find, what the answer is.
Oh, he's holding the answer.
The Beatles.
I'm going to give you clues that lead you to it. So the first one will be John. The second one will be Paul.
Okay.
And once you think you know it, you buzz in.
Okie dokie.
If you buzz in, you get the point. If it's right, if it's wrong, you're out. And the other one, or the other two now, will go the full eight, okay? Right, you ready?
Can I just get my, because my squeaky thing, I don't know where it's, there it is. Okay, got it.
That's hilarious.
It's absolutely pathetic.
We need to get a picture of me with it, I suppose.
Right, remember.
He's a little purple warrior.
If you come in and it's wrong, you're out.
Okay.
You're it.
You're looking for a country.
Oh.
Okay. Number one, Yellow Cross. Number two, large moose population.
There's a moose loose.
Canada.
You're out.
I'm out.
So, okay.
Three, Malmo.
Oh, what's happening? Michael's tipped it over this whole place.
Temper.
Yeah. Where are you going? What's happening?
He's going out.
He's going to go for a wee. Amateur hour.
I'll just
what with him with his notes popping off?
I'm out.
Just fill that mug up.
It's only going to be 10 seconds.
Yeah, gee.
Come on, let's get back in it.
We can't take it out.
I'll be back by now.
Four.
Oh, go on.
Ibrahimovic.
Sweden?
Correct.
Oh, well done.
Bird.
Can't do that anymore.
You're looking for a sitcom.
You're back in now, Mike.
Oh, thanks. Oh. I wouldn't have known that, to be fair.
Sitcom number one, Devon. Number two, Kettle On. Number three, Booth.
40 Towers.
Correct.
Oh, I was very close there.
Not close enough.
No,
sweetheart.
Oh, this will be dodgy. You can see that. Right.
Oh, keep your eyes.
Number
up.
Three, you're looking for an English town. Number one, Matthews. Number two, Lancashire. Number three, Winter Gardens. Number four, Trams.
None of us know what a county is.
Number five is English town. Number five,
Dickhead.
Bloomfield.
Margate.
No.
Number Lancashire. Six,
I don't know.
Margate's in Kent.
Number six, Lights.
Blackpool.
Correct.
Oh.
Cute.
We just call it Paul now.
It's World War One. Right, you're looking for a movie.
Movie.
Go on.
Number one, 1986. Two, Berlin. Three, Mitchell. Four, Goose.
Oh. Top Gun.
It is Top Gun.
Ah.
Hey.
Terrible film.
I've got a need for the drug speed.
They're bringing out a new one, aren't
it's
they?
It's an awful film. Yeah, it really
right,
is.
Number five, you're looking for a song.
Oh.
Number one, Video.
Video killed the radio star.
No, you're out. Two, Quicksilver. Three, Drag. Four, 1984. Five, Coronation Street. Six, Deacon.
Are your buzzers working?
Seven, Hoover.
Oh, come on.
Do you know it?
Eight, yeah. Monarch.
Do you know it?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
No.
That was a terrible thing. You didn't mean that, did you?
Oh, no. It was just... a
thing.
Oh, I remember.
It's the right band.
It's the one where yeah, I mean, and
it was the first to break free.
Yeah, I didn't know the name
was,
of the song.
I got the Queen. Though.
Nice legs.
I couldn't think of the name of the song, but I got the video in the
end. I like that song.
Right, you're looking good for tash. An American state. Are you ready? One, Turnpike. Two, East Coast.
New York.
Nope, you're out. Three, over 9 million. Four, Newark.
Mississippi.
Nope. It's all yours, Paul. You might as well wait until the eighth one's gone. Five, Devils. Six, Carmella. Seven, Atlantic.
What did you say?
Eight, Tony.
Oh, what? Is he back in?
You might as well guess a state, mightn't
you? Oh, Miami.
No.
New Jersey.
Yep, right. Bob two, Paul in one, Mike one, three to go.
Come on. Are you playing at home?
An actor.
Yes, I am. But what's the subject?
One, 1937. Two, Great. Three, Anti-Heroes. Four, Rider. Five, Oscar winner.
Oh, fuck it. I was going to say David Hasselhoff. I don't think he's ever won an Oscar, has he?
No, you're out. Six.
Damn, this is the Rider thing.
McMurphy.
McMurphy?
Yeah, McMurphy.
He's,
Seven, Ratched. And eight, Shining.
Jack Nicholson.
Correct.
Sometimes it, you know, yeah. I don't know. What. Yeah, sometimes.
You're looking for a singer.
Duffy's underneath the table.
One, 45.
Oh, 145.
Two, Dublin. Three, Notting Hill. Four, Duffy.
That's weird.
Five, Fires. Six, Boy Band.
Ronan Keating.
Correct.
Ronan Keating.
Ronan Keating from my town.
Right, you're looking for a historical figure. Okay. One, Guido. G-U-I-D-O.
Racist.
Number two, 1605. Number three, Catesby. Four, Torture. Five, Plot.
Guy Fawkes.
Correct.
Oh, oh,
yeah, well done.
I was going to say Genghis Khan.
It's all over. Yeah. Paulie scored two, Michael scored two, Bob scored three.
That's all right.
That's all right. Winner.
That's respectable.
Stars, you mean you got one?
Respectable. One minus four, so I'm all right.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Not yet.
Episode one, take an early lead. Good.
Plus one.
That worked, didn't it? That worked. So I get a point. So I get a point, Dave.
You get a point. They're both minus one. And that's it. It will go along.
Okay. So you, okay. Fine.
So Paul will be about minus 55 at the end.
I done well last time.
Whoa! Bring it down. Whoa! Cat scratching. Wow. Bonus next time. Eardrums are bleeding.
Yeah. Let me turn you down. Jesus. I mean, we're on. We got 15 minutes of this episode left. Did you want to do?
That's gone quick.
Did you want to do a little question time, or did you want to do a little?
Well, I might pick a question out
of what?
Here. Of the bowl of justice.
Okay.
Hasn't been listening. Has
I know he really hasn't.
Who said that? What?
What? What time is it, Pauline?
What? So I just question asked this time. Question. Yeah.
Yep. This ain't a quiz, Mike. This is. Oh, hello, Russell.
The question is.
You can't even read it.
It's my writing.
It's your writing.
It is.
I'm going to read what I think it says.
Oh, God.
Who is me best cook, Matt's cooked for you? What the bloody hell does that mean?
Who is the best cook that's cooked for you?
That is not
Crawley,
have a look at that.
Who's the best cook that's cooked for you?
Yeah.
Little question mark there.
Who is me best cook for you? Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
Oh, God.
That just, I mean, bloody hell, it's almost like,
I know the man in the Indian restaurant.
What's his name?
I don't know. We don't know his name. Do you know his name?
He doesn't need a name.
I would say me.
What?
I'm the best cook that's ever cooked for me.
Oh, hello, self.
Smug mode.
What a loser.
Yeah.
That's because you stuff meat with meat and wrap it in meat.
And then put some bacon around it.
Cheese sandwich don't count, surely.
Put some meat sauce on it.
Dip it in some fat. Yeah. And then deep fry it.
Yeah.
If it's not the man in the Indian restaurant, then it genuinely...
The Shad, Frinsbury Hill.
Yeah, then it genuinely is... Out.
It is awesome. It is.
My brother, Chris.
Oh, hello.
Oh, he's an amazing cook. And
is
his
he?
Thai curry is amazing.
Easy. Made from real Thai.
Easy peasy.
What's the, is that his signature?
What about
dish?
Someone who doesn't cook curry? Is that what you eat?
Oh,
curry?
You know, I love a curry.
Yeah.
I love a curry. It's my favourite.
I've got to go with Auntie Anita.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what? She's pretty amazing.
She
does puddings and everything from scratch. She's
well,
the.
Well, she.
But then Nan's cooking was good, weren't it? Nan's roast dinners.
Oh, not next to Anita.
No,
Anita
honestly.
Nailed it. I mean, she. I mean,
and she used to do dinner for like 30 people on just a single oven.
Like, yeah, she's still got that tiny oven.
It's just unbelievable.
The last time we went there and she did food, there was like gammon sliced and it had rolls and everything. You made it up yourself. Like, oh, it was amazing. Mm. It was just brilliant.
She's
a good cook.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
And she makes it look easy as well. Like,
She's like a swan, isn't she?
Yeah.
The old legs have got 100 miles an hour underneath, but on top, she's
still hostess
cucumber.
With the mostess. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, she's bloody amazing, actually.
Shout out to Auntie and Anita.
When I got expelled from school,
what time was that?
A couple of times because mum and dad was working.
What was you gonna say?
He got expelled three times in one day once.
Could have happened. Go on. Yeah. So they sent me there because there was no one to watch me, and I needed watching. and she had like a little catering business that she was doing with her friend. So every day for a week, I just went with her and her friend to these do's. And ate food in these gardens,
posh people.
It was amazing.
Posh people. Yeah.
You're right, Mike. I'm bloody brilliant.
I brought my own plate.
Don't worry about me. Just walk around with a bib on.
Yours were too small. I brought my own plate. It's oval.
We're just sitting in our mate's garden. What do you think about these? Oh, man, I was a taster. It was amazing.
And what's your name? Michael. And what do you do? I eat. I'm good at it as well. Bloody good at it. That does sound amazing.
It was amazing, yeah. I mean,
that to roll him into the house when he got back.
Of course, I was going to get expelled again. Where was the incentive not to? Hang on a minute. So I've got a choice between school and that. It's not a difficult one.
Got expelled again.
Should I just jump on the bus? I just go from the school straight to our house. Michael's just turned up here.
Would you enjoy a curry as much if you didn't have your lager with it?
Yeah.
Oh no!
You've got to
have a curry
really?
And
do you enjoy it as much? For me, I wouldn't even.
I
would never curry.
Like something was missing.
I wouldn't have a curry with that. I wouldn't bother.
I have done.
I've driven there before, and it does feel like something's missing.
It's an excuse to have a good drink.
The funny thing is,
I think it's all part of it.
Yeah, when we've been there a number of times before. Well, I've sort of wolfed down the curry and just carried on drinking. But the last time we went...
We really...
Usually I finish first, but I finish last. Sometimes not at all.
He's still eating out of his beard 3 weeks ago.
But it was so good. I really did take my time with it.
It was so good. Nice.
It was really
what
good.
What was it?
It was
a curry.
He wrote it down for me.
Harry Kane.
Harry
Kane.
Harry Hill.
It's really thick. It's a good finisher, though. I like mine.
With me, it's so much of it. I couldn't drink a lager.
I'll take that back. I think you're right. It does go with the lager.
Especially but you have.
But I have done it. I wouldn't stay at home and miss it.
Not by choice, though.
No, I would. I prefer it with the lager. Yeah.
That was a fun talk.
Lager.
What was the question?
It was a good question.
Well, Dave answered it.
Who wrote that?
You, Dave. Who's the best person cooking?
Well, I'll go along with Anita. Yeah, she's a really good cook.
My sister's never
let you down either.
Wifey's brilliant. She can make something out of nothing. That's what she does.
Even Wifey would admit that Anita's a better cook, she's taking it up a level.
When we used to go around there as kids, even Mum was like, oh, have you tasted that?
She can do it professionally, easily.
Yeah, absolutely.
I remember I must have only ever had like tin soup. And then I went round there and she had like a
soup.
Would anybody like any soup?
Hey! He's back. Guess who's back? she had this like cauldron of soup, and I thought, oh, I'll have some tomato soup. And it was thick, like proper soup. That's how soup should taste. I had no idea. I was like, oh, she's done this. Oh, she's done it wrong, hasn't she? But it weren't. It was
she's
the right
in the kitchen
right.
again. Well done, Hines.
Got the tins in there.
Got me out of a jam again.
Just chuck some gravel in it.
Just chucked a bit of flour in it, thicken it up.
Yeah. Even soup she made better.
Soup. Oh, that takes me back.
Oh, it does. It takes me back to season one. Have you got a little, we're going to take a trip back in time? Michael, you've missed this, haven't you?
Oh, you've missed the whole bloody year.
Do you want to press the button, Mike?
We're not in.
You press the button, that one there.
This one?
Yeah.
That one there.
Diary.
We're in year 1975. Look at the size of it.
Oh, no, it's a proper diary.
I thought that's
this is pre-wifey.
It's just
to recap, I am on holiday after my 21st birthday.
Did you have a good time?
Yeah. Well, you know I did.
Hope you get back safe.
Up at 9 o'clock a.m.
What?
Oh. Lay in.
This is Tuesday the 21st of January 1975.
Good year. Tires.
Jackie rings up at 12:15 to confirm what my mum had said. She had... had to get off the phone, ringing up again at 2 p.m. She rang me up again to arrange to meet her at Lewisham at 8:30 p.m. This will be her first date.
Oh!
Well, that brings a tear to your eye, doesn't it?
I hope it lasts.
After work, go for a Turkish bath with John Alden.
Bloody hell.
Take Jackie to the Saxon at Catford. Go back to her place for coffee, meet her mum.
Nan Hilda's going to have you over a bowl, son.
Yeah, you stay with her to prove her wrong.
The evening goes all right, but for the long distance, we live apart. The long and winding road.
The long and winding road that leads to your diary. Nice little look back on your...
So you met her mum on the first date. That's a bit...
I'd take her home.
You didn't have
to meet the mum on the first date.
I would have walked her to the door of the pub and then went back.
Yeah, I would have just walked through.
See you later.
Oh, you off? Nice one.
Yeah,
still here.
Get them in before you go.
Was it a Turkish bath, did you say?
Yeah, Ladywell baths. I don't know if they still do them. We used to go there, not regular.
I know what you're going to say, Mike.
What?
Go on.
It's just a kebab shop.
Oh, right, okay, no, I thought you were going to mention like...
Yeah, there was a thing, but you threw me off by looking at it and putting
it on
the spot.
Have you had a Turkish bath?
No, I've had a normal bath where you fill it up with water.
Yeah, not with your mates, though.
Yeah. Hey, you're telling me here.
Look at the sweat dripping off my balls. That's nothing.
And the bloke comes in after and says, I'm the bloke who wipes down the loads.
You're like, oh, mate, do you want salad with this or what?
I thought he was going to do a brothel joke. I thought that's what he was going with.
He's done about three of them today already.
Oh, I know, yeah. I'm all out. We're going for double figures.
I should do it.
What is it? What do you do?
Well, you go in there, you strip down to your towel, and then you sort of walk around.
You got your towel under your trousers?
No. You stripped down to yourself.
It's already on. You sort of walk around in your towel and they got...
Everyone's wearing hammer pants.
Rooms 1, 2, or 3 of how hot it is. And you go in 1, then you go in 2, then you go in the hottest one. And then you go in the steam room where you can't see anything, just steam.
Oh, it cleans all your bacteria out in there.
And then you come out and you jump into the cold
plunge pool.
It's meant to be very
pool.
Good for you, that.
Yeah, I like a steam shower.
And then we sit there and we'll have what we used to have was a slice of toast and a Bovril for some reason. I don't know.
How weird after a turkey's bath, a slice of toast.
And then we go in the pub.
Get a bit soggy, wouldn't it?
I remember once, this John Holden I used to know, we went into the pub afterwards and we were just talking like you do. And he says, I'm starving. He says, I think I'll have one of them Scotch eggs. That's a Scotch eggs on the bar, like in a cabinet, glass cabinet. And he had one of these Scotch eggs, and I'm sitting there talking to him, and he's rabbiting away, and he's not really looking what he's eating. And he's bitten in this Scotch egg, and he's...
Did it still have the shell on?
And then he took it to it again, and he's sort of holding it, and I looked down, it was all green mould on the egg.
Oh, God. Did you tell him? How was that egg? Any good?
He was a bit of a hothead. He weren't happy, like, you know.
Fucking right, he weren't happy.
It was a mouldy green egg inside the
egg.
Sausage
I didn't want
meat.
To cultivate fungus, for God's sake.
It just covered him in. I forgot all about that.
Oh, man. Do you want it with mould or that?
The guy that picked it out must have said, oh, yeah, he'll love that.
Yeah. Yeah. Green, go right to the back.
If I said that, you just carried on eating it. I mean,
green eggs and ham.
Wow. I did go to a sauna once and I...
Sauna's not the same.
No, but...
Similar.
The hot room kind of thing with the stones and that. I actually went with my former father-in-law and Jesus Christ, I went in and I couldn't sit down on a bench. It was so hot.
He's sitting...
Sit on your towel.
It was like about four blokes in there just sitting there sweating.
Yeah.
You do that
in work.
I know.
He does that in the pub.
I'm in the sauna 24/7, I was like, I've got to get out. I can't stay in here.
It's good that you put... Like,
no, 20 seconds.
And it goes... Oh, that's lovely.
About 20 seconds I was in there. I was like, no. I don't even like going to hot countries. I'm not going to walk in this hot room for no reason.
What a wimp.
What a wuss.
Straight into the pool.
I'm going to wet myself in a minute.
I'll grow up.
No. I'm persevering, but just so you're looking at me funny, that's why.
I'm not looking at you funny.
I'm good.
That's my normal face.
He did say a good 10 minutes ago he needed to know.
I just want to eke it out for as long as possible.
I know that's what he's doing.
Well, it's about time.
Oh, hello.
Talk about things coming for. I've got four little bits of paper wrapped up.
Well, do you want to explain what this is, Dave?
Yeah, now.
Oh, yeah.
We can't have four of us vote. Because we don't want to draw, 2-2 draw.
Michael needs a wee.
So
don't think about weeing, Mike.
What we got here, one of these has got no vote on it, and that person will not get to vote.
Do you have any idea how much this stings?
Oh, hold on. So Pauline's picked up one now. Pauline's going to open it. What does it say?
I get a vote.
She gets a vote. Michael, open one of these. Does Michael get a vote?
If he don't, he's out of here to the loo.
Oh, there's another one. Sorry.
No vote!
No vote.
Oh,
welcome back, Maya!
On your first vote back!
No vote, Mike.
That's right.
He don't deserve a vote.
He don't deserve a vote. Right, Mike.
Does that mean I can go to the toilet, please?
Yeah, you can if you can get
can
out.
Can I?
All right, let's...
What way are you going?
I'm going to...
I can't get out. We got 2 minutes left. Yeah. Right, it's time to vote. Michael,
I'll
bugger
first,
off.
If you like.
Go on then, Dave.
Well, I think Kevy Burke's really good, but... Compared to Steve Martin's Three Amigos and Planes, Trains, Automobiles, no, it's got to be Steve Martin for me.
Yep.
Pauline?
Kathy Burke for me. I think she's really funny. I love her attitude. I love her...
Go on.
I'm done. Go on. What was you going to say?
No. I was going to say, even though you're voting...
No questions.
I'm not taking questions.
Yeah.
Even though you are voting for Kathy Burke, make sure you watch for Three Amigos. Please.
I will.
Growing up, that was like... We watched that.
Well, because we were three boys. We were the Three Amigos. It was great. And my new sitcom that I wrote is called Dusty, which is a part
It's not only because boys. I mean...
Bob, what's your vote, mate?
I can't believe...
Don't think about waterfalls or anything, Mark. Okay?
I'm not. I'm thinking about my bladder exploding. you're in the splash zone.
He won't
mate.
Care in a minute.
Episode one, we'll kill Michael off. My vote is like Dave. Kathy Burke, brilliant. But Steve Martin is just...
up another level.
Yeah, the comedy movies, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels all the way. Iconic. So that's it. Kathy Burke is the first one out.
Thanks for having me back.
Yay!
It's good.
Glad to
explain what Dave was saying at the beginning.
You did this on purpose, aren't you?
No. I just want to say that it might not be the four of us all the time. It might, mm-hmm. It might only be two of us, but the quiz still stands. The points. Still,
I'm going to go to red alert. Okay,
that does mean changing role.
We're so Mickey Mouse.
His face is as red as a beet.
Oh, no.
Let the poor son
right on that,
road.
Michael.
Let me go,
Michael, end this episode with three words. Go.
I'm bloody great.
See you next time. Bye. Oh, the draw. Begin to the draw.
Oh, fudge.
We didn't do the draw. Right. For the next episode, go and watch these two people. Michael, do the draw. First name.
Okay, I'm going to do it quickly. Rob Beckett.
Frank Carson.
That's the way I tell him.
Frank Carson versus Rob Beckett. Go and watch him on YouTube. Michael, go for a wee. Goodbye.
Bye.